Welcome to Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department, and it is my privilege to walk you through this episode number 5. Our focus today will be on nature and its beauty, and we will share some hymns that celebrate God's creation. Let's start right in with How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
I hope you caught the words of the second verse. It said, "When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze." Isn't that wonderful imagery? I hope that you were able to picture in your mind one of those special places in nature that is dear to you. Our next hymn continues the theme. The hymn, "This Is My Father's World," not only speaks about the beauty of the physical world, but it also reminds us that we can see and hear the presence of God everywhere in the world around us. These hymns remind me of the creation story in the first chapter of Genesis. Here are some selected verses. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds." And it was so. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. It's interesting that in Genesis chapter 1, it was only after all nature had been created that God made man. And while he did give us dominion over these things, sometimes we need to treat God's creation just a little bit better. Our next hymn is Victory in Jesus. You may rightly say that this isn't about creation, but I want you to focus on the heaven that God has created for us, as is described in the last verse, with streets of gold and a crystal sea. I don't know about you, but I can't sing some of these hymns without smiling. The title of our next hymn immediately brings nature to mind. Rock of ages, cleft for me. I can't hear that line without imagining a place of rugged shelter. A mountaintop, a cliff. We can find beauty wherever we look for it in God's creation. Here is Karen Gross with Donna Harris at the piano to sing this timeless hymn with us. Well, we have arrived at our last hymn for this program. I like to make sure that at least once per episode, you are able to join with a choir of thousands. Now, we will join with band, choir, and congregation to sing "To God Be the Glory." He certainly has done great things and is worthy of our praise. Together, we will want to help and sing, "Let the Earth Hear His Voice." I should warn you that there is a bit of an extended fanfare opening before you get to sing, but that will give you a chance to build up your energy as you will want to sing heartily and clap along. To God be the glory indeed. I hope that you have enjoyed singing these songs as much as I enjoy putting the program together. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.